Okay, we're learning Taf Chav Tes on Veiz, and we're starting with a new parak. Hamoicha es sadeu b'shas hayoivel. We know that something called a stei achuza. A stei achuza, if you sell it to your friend, if I sell a stei achuza to Moishi, it's sold to yoivel, and you figure it out. Let's say it's 30 years to yoivel. If you sell for $30,000, it's $1,000 a year. I want to be paid it from him. I want to buy back from him. The luck is I'm allowed to be goyelit. You have to give it back to me. And I just have to figure out how much to yoivel, $1,000 a year, and figure out how much is left, and how much I'll pay you. But there's one important prat. For 2 years, I have to let Moshe have it, no matter what. I can't be goyelit. This is to be goyelit. For 2 years, you have to have it. 2 years of choice, 2 years to use it. That's the luck of stei achuza. I could be goyelit, my own field, but 2 years, I'm off limits. It's a 2 year limit. 2 years for sure, he has to have it, and then after I can pay it. Hamoicha es sadeo b'shas hayoivel, huh?
When she wants to give it back after 1 year.
So it sounds like Limar that this is also. We'll see in a second. Hamoicha es sadeo b'shas hayoivel, einei muta ligol pachas b'sharim. It's not muta to be goyelit less than 2 years. Shenemar b'mispar shnei tavoi simachalach. In the 2 years of tavois, it has to be sold to him. Hoyt shenash shadaf. In all those 2 years, was a shenash shadaf of Yerakin. It was a hunger's years, no rain. Or a pestilence, I think it's called in English, like some kind of a plague, you know, that eat up all the tefuah. Those 2 years, then there's only, if one of those 2 years or both of those years are shnas shadaf, it doesn't count. Or shnas shavias, it was a shemitah year, it doesn't count because you can't plant that year. Ain't the oil of it's not count one or 2 years. But let's say Moshe Nara, he plowed it, or Haviri left it empty, and he says, oh, look, I didn't have tefuahs. It goes min aminyan. Why? Because you could have planted if you wanted. So the guy decided he's only plowing it, leaving it empty. That's still oil min aminyan in 2 years.
What about for the count of the price? The count towards that?
Yeah. Also, because it goes per year. Well, I guess once they sell it, you look at how much to you have them. It comes like a lease, and they figure out that's the value now.
But I pay lease on years that I don't get.
To... Yeah, on shnas shadafen. Yes, those years. Because it's really his loss. It's like a maz lagaram. The guy bought it. Just out the lock, I'll stay through, it doesn't work. Also, those years count. That's part, that's set in, because it belongs to you, Lamaise, still. It belongs to that, yeah. Rabbi Lazar Oimer, Machra Loy Lefei Rosh Hashanah, Vimlea Peiris. We sold him right before Rosh Hashanah, it was full of Peiris. And he landed again 3 years of Tuah. So, Areza Oichel Mena Shalish Tuah Shalish Hashanah. It's passed by 3 years of Tuah in 2 years. You don't say, oh, he already ate 2 years. He can't eat the third year. He has to give back like full of tour. No, it's possible he could have 2 years and three tours. Gemara is a drashin from the pasuk. Zokting Gemara, Hamoicha Sadeya B'Shas Hayevel. Someone sells a field B'Shas Hayevel. So what does it say? It says you have to have a 2 year minimum. Einoy Goyel Loy Ketani, Einoy Mutter Ligo. Loshin is Einoy Mutter, extra Loshin, Einoy Mutter Ligo. Alma Kasava Surinamiika is an Isser Ostav girl within 2 years. That Philokar Kushe Zuzinami also. You can't even entice him by bringing money. Say, look, I'm offering you big money over here. Give it back to me. You can't do that? It's part of the Isser. Let me buy Moicher the Kayabai say, not only is the Moicher Osir to buy it back, and he has to leave it there. The Chsiv, Mr. Shvei Tvorsi Machalach, has to be sold for 2 years. Ella, Afilu Lekeach. Even the Lekeach also, like Moshe was asking, even the Lekeach says, I want to give it back. He also has to say, the Vinan Shonim Tikne Veleka. The Pasuk says, B'mispa Shonim Achayev Tikne Meis HaMisecha, that the word is, you have to buy it for 2 years. You cannot give it back within 2 years. They're allowed both ways. And it sounds like it doesn't even work in the Shittu Mekabetzes. It might not even work. Zok the Gemara Vaita. Itma. We learned. Hamoicha sodeo b'shas yoivel atzma. Let's say someone sells a field on yoivel. What's the halacha? We know by yoivel the sada chuzah goes back. So what happens if you sell it on yoivel? What's the halacha? So it's not like this. The Eilim might have touched on this before. We had it before a hektish, but this is by selling. Hamoicha sodeo b'shas yoivel atzma. Rav ama mechura v'yoitza. It's sold. It's a good sale. But then it goes back out yoivel. So what's the nafkamina here? He loses his money. The guy who bought it lost his money. It's considered a sale, and then yoyel, it's yoyel. It goes back to the meicher. So machura v'yaitze, it's sold, and then it goes back. Which one? Ain't a machura kolik. It's never been sold. The money, never. It's like a mekotayus. It never sold. But it's yoyel.
But doesn't it yoyel start
in the beginning? There was my kasha. I didn't find the kasha anywhere. So I had a problem. They don't find the kasha, you know. So I didn't find the kasha in the article. They didn't see it. So because we have a photo, Gemara says the beginning of the Yovel thing. So it must be that Yovel is Meshamet. The whole it starts in the beginning, but the whole Yovel is keep assuming Meshamet also. Besides the Yovel, it starts in the beginning, but it keeps on going. The whole Yovel has a din that it makes it go back with Yovel. You have a continuous, you know, sends it back.
It's a little funny because the Gemara contrasts it
to Shvius, yeah. Only then. Here, so here, it's not only at the beginning, it's at the start of the beginning. It just says the contrast that happened at the same time, it says the Gemara says. That's what the Gemara says. Okay. Yeah, very good kashuv. I think that's the tarets. Rav Amalchur of Yaitza, Shmuel Aimeh, in the Mechur Kolikah, it's not sold at all, and it's like a Mechatayis. My time is Shmuel. Shmuel explains his reasoning. Kavachayim, my machura, if it would be sold before Yovel, Kvar Yovel, it would go out now. She'ena machura, didn't Shlo Yovel the Machar, it's not even sold. If it would be sold, it would go out. Zicha, if it's not sold yet, it will cause it not to be sold at all. L'Rav, le'emirin kavachayim, I gav. Oh, bring the mark. L'Rav, le'emirin kavachayim, I gav. No. If you're Rav, you don't say it's kavachayim. It sounds familiar as kavachayim. We do say it. But Tain Linton Abraisa. Yochel yimka odam es bitik shinaira. You let her sell your daughter when she's in Ira. L'Rav, you let her sell her Oma Avriya, your own daughter, until she's a seller, right? But luck is when she gets to Stiris, which means she's a Naira, she goes out. So you let her sell your daughter when she's a Naira, because you still own the daughter until she's a Boigris, which is 6 months after becoming Bas Mitzvah, you still own her. First, my see, that's a different thing. So could you sell her then? Amrit, so the price is a Kalvachayim. Mama Machura Kvar, she sold her a Yoitza, she goes out, you know, when she's a Naira, she's a Stiris. Now she's not sold. Of course, she's not. You can't sell her. So everyone holds it as brisa. So what's Rav do with this brisa? The Gemara Hassam, there's a much better kavachayim. Why? There, once Nairis hits and redeems Amavriya, she never can be sold again. Lehodim is davna. You lose your rishus. It's more than that. So you lose your rishus. The lacha is ain. You can't sell shifcha twice. Can't sell a daughter twice. Hachodim is davna. Here. When Yovel gets it out, you still could sell it again next Yovel. So you still have a bias in it, so maybe be different, so it's not right from that Kavachayim. So now, Rav and Shmuel, if you sell something in Shnas Yovel, is it a sale? According to Shmuel, it's not a sale because of Kavachayim. According to Rav, it is a sale, and the guy loses his money. It goes back out, but it is a sale. Zoktimar Meisvei, that's your Kasha. It says in the Pasuk, Acha HaYovel Shonim Tikneh. It says in the pasuk, "Mispa shonim acha yovel tikne meisam esecha." 2 years after yovel, gotta be in his, you know, in his possession. Malame shemeichem shomach liyovel. See if me, you can sell right after yovel, immediately after yovel. Acha yovel, muflik miyovel nine. How you know you're allowed to sell like, you know, 10 years after yovel? Tamam if you roiv hashonim, if you mat hashonim. This is when you redeem it, you go over to roiv hashonim, mat hashonim, and the price goes further over shnas hayovel atzma lo yimker shouldn't sell it. V'machor ein machura. If you sell it, it doesn't work. First, a brisa, not like Rav. It says, "Klav, v'malka ena mechura." Amalach Rav. You know what it means? Ena mechura mispeshnei tavois. Here is an example where it's a sale, and you don't have to let him keep it for 2 years. Av mechura v'yotzav yovel goes out right away. That's what it is. It doesn't have a din of mispeshnei tavois. This was on yovel itself. No din shnei tavois. Break the Gemara. V'iz duvim mizdavna. Take him. Break the Gemara. Take him. Why not? If it's a good sale, take a Meshusha out of Basel Yevel, you should have it for 2 years after Yevel, then it should go back automatically 2 years after Yevel, Basel Yevel, Nechli Shnei Tavua, Venehadre, and you should give it back afterwards. It makes no sense, Shemusik. I'll show you, it does make sense. The first surprise, Mila Tanya, let's say, Ochel Shona Achas Mnei Yevel, he ate 1 year before Yevel, and then Yevel came, and you didn't get your 2 years, Vashli Shona Achacharis Acha Yevel, you finish up a year after Yevel. So you see, you do have this idea. So while if you Rav, do we say that it goes out right away and hold the mispeshnei tavois? There should be the mispeshnei tavois that after the yovel should have 2 years and then it should go back. The yovel should cause that it's losing his bialis, but should go back.
What's that case? You bought someone, sold something in the 48th year?
In the 49th year.
48th.
That's the shvita. Oh, very good question. Shasha asked the question. Shasha asked the kasha. It says, Chara, what? It says 1 year for Yovel. It says 1 year for Yovel.
It means
2 years for Yovel. It's a mistake. It's the Megmar is like a lot of Dafka. The Shash asked the Kasha, he didn't have carrots. Shash asked the Kasha, very Kasha. I'll wait for someone to ask the Kasha, very Kasha. The Shash asked the question, and he doesn't have a carrots.
Why did you say this story with 48
years? I hear what you're trying to say, but Levisa, you know. Yeah. The Mashash Bab Shver, he says that Chara, that should be Shmito, you know. Yeah. Okay, what are you going to do? Yeah, so you're saying it means the year before. It could be. It could be. That's
better. What's the point? You're allowed to sell in the 40 or whatever, 48.
You're allowed to sell it then, yeah. Where are the hectares? You have to 50 skull. You're allowed to sell it then, yeah.
So the
halacha is that it goes out, Yovel makes it go out, but he has a year to eat it afterwards. And here we're saying, Frank Tigmar in the middle of a Kashan Rav, that here also, when he sell it on Yovel, he doesn't eat it 2 years afterwards. She did 2 years afterwards. And it's not right in that case. Hasam Nachas Achil, he started eating already. Hachal Nachas Achil, he didn't start eating yet. So therefore, we're not going to have a din that you eat it 2 years after Yovel. It'll go out right away. So that's halacha here. Look at Rav and Shmuel. Rav holds a Mechira, Shmuel is not a Mechira. Om Rav Anon. Shami Ne Demar Shmuel, I heard from Shmuel two halachas. Tarti. Chodaha, one halacha is this halacha, that if it's still something a Yovel, it's not a Mechira. V'idach, another halacha. Hamoicha Avde Elchavim, Oyel Bechutzlaras, the Ikka Dvaras, Bechutzlaras, Yotzel Cheres. Halacha is, if you sell an Eved Kanani to a Yisrael who lives in Chutzlaras, the halacha is, there's a Knas, you're not supposed to sell it to Chutzlaras, you're taking Kedush away from him, and it goes to Cheres. Now, when you sold it to the guy, it goes to Cheres right away, so who loses the money? So, it's the same type of idea as selling on Yovel year. So, here are both things from Shmuel. Shmuel says he sells him on Yovel year, it's not a Mechira, it goes out. You sell a Kanani on into Chutz La'aretz, it goes free. What's with the money? So, you heard one of them here, he doesn't remember which. Chodah Hadar Zvini, one of them he heard that it's a Mechach Tayis, and the money goes back to the Lekach. He doesn't lose anything. But Chodah Lohar Zvini, no, he loses his money. And we're not sure which one. Lay down him and I. Until now, we're attaching Shmuel means he doesn't lose his money, but the Gemara is not sure. So Rashi asks, if our case is he doesn't lose his money, he loses his money. So same thing like Rav. So he says two chalukim. So we'll say the second chaluk, which is the main one. They says the difference like this. Let's say he sold the karka on Yovel together with Metaltlum. We know there's something called Kinyan Agav. The Agav the karka, Metaltlum automatically nikna. So according to Rav, since it is a Mechira, you have Kinyan Agav. But according to Shmuel, since it's not a Mechira, you want a Kinyan Agav. Why does he keep the money? Because we say, the Svar is, Mayes Matana. Odom Yedea She'ein sold on Yevil, and he plans giving Mayes Matana. Like we'll see like an idea in Mekan Shachoysa like that. So that's the Pshat. The Chilak is, if it's a Mechira, now according to Shmuel, it's not a Mechira. The question is, who keeps the money? That's the question. And then after meaning, if it's a Mechira or not, it's got to be Kinyan Agav. But at the end of the day, Meister, the Gea or Gemara here, I don't know Masupik, which Shmuel keeps the money, which one does not keep the money. Omer Rav Yosef, Nechzei Anan, let's see ourselves. Menetan Yer Abraisa, Meicha Avde B'chutz La'aretz, Yosel Cheres, Sarkia Chikru of Rav Sheni, you need to get Chikru of Rav Sheni. Shema Amino, but the Karle Sheni Rabbi, since he called the second master a rabbi, Amali Hadri Zvini. See from here that the sale does not go back, and it is a good sale, L'gavde money yak upon him, and therefore, but he has to free him right away. So you see that the case of Lo Yehadu Zvini is by get shikr, by selling an eved to Chutz La'aretz. Chikamar Shmuel Hacha Einem Achura. There Moyes is Chayzrim. There Moyes is Chayzrim, and it's a Mekach Tayis. That's what he learns up in this brisa. That's why Anan didn't have his brisa. Moreover, on top of Laman Aleph, but Anan brisa Lishmile, he didn't hold. He didn't know his brisa. But if we have his brisa, we know that Shmuel and our Gemara means it's Mekach Tayis, and there he gets to keep the money.